Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott unveiled his economic plan for Vermont this morning in Colchester. The Republican gubernatorial candidate says the plan contains 50 specific policy proposals to help the state's economy. VPR's Taylor Dobbs was there, and he's read through the plan. He joins us now. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Al.
So we've heard a lot this campaign season about taxes, about the state budget, affordability in Vermont. Is this plan only for the state budget, or does it touch on those other issues as well?
It's actually a really wide-ranging plan. It's aimed at tackling basically the entire economy of the state of Vermont. That includes stuff like housing affordability, lower taxes, and even retaining college graduates.
So this is a lot of ground to cover over 40 pages. Precisely, specifically, what is Phil Scott proposing here?
Well, a lot of the plan was broad strokes, and it was kind of driven by some big ideas that Phil Scott wants to bring into state government. He was using a lot of language like find efficiencies and eliminate red tape without saying what was inefficient or what specific red tape was there to eliminate. His remarks this morning kind of reflected that in terms of focusing on generalities that seem good for Vermont, but few specifics.
Some key components of my approach include protecting jobs and retaining current employers, expanding our workforce and workforce training opportunities, revitalizing our county economic centers, expanding innovation hubs.
As I said, a lot of general language, but very few specifics other than tying the state budget to the state economy. He kept insisting there are a lot of details in this plan. But for example, when we pressed him on the clean energy part of the plan, we asked, can you provide any specific policy proposals at all on clean, affordable energy? And he just said, quote, no, I can't.
Okay, but you did say there were some big themes in this plan that he released. What kind of things are we talking about here?
It seems a lot like sort of changing the culture of state government. I'd say the driving three ideas are that the government should be a little bit more hesitant about spending money, and that it also should be easier for Vermonters and Vermont businesses to interact with government agencies. That's like social services, as well as things like businesses interacting with regulators. And then the final point was just a general sense of leadership, bringing ideas to the federal level and saying, let's try to make some changes at the federal level that will help Vermont.
So that was at today's press conference. That's what he had to say to reporters. When you read through this 40-page document, what kind of specifics did you see in there?
The big one is that he wants to tie the state budget to the state economy. So the state budget isn't growing faster than people's wages or other economic indicators. And we've known that for a while, but that was really the sort of driving point here, keep the state budget in check. But there were some specific tax proposals as well, such as restoring a research and development tax credit for businesses that was cut recently, stopping taxes on Social Security income for retirees over 65, and then a few tax breaks to help broadband expansion and also angel investors, so people who are injecting capital into Vermont businesses. And then one that was kind of off to the side, but especially in light of Super Troopers 2, was interesting. He wants to reintroduce the film production tax credit and bring some films into the state here.
What about on the spending side of things? Did Phil Scott lay out a specific plan to talk about what he would cut in government spending?
This was not as specific as his tax proposals. I mean, I would say the main thing is tying that state economy to the state budget. So the state budget is not growing faster than people's wages. But other than that, it was not totally clear what exact programs would see cuts.
VPR's Taylor Dobbs. We've been talking about Republican gubernatorial candidate Phil Scott's economic plan released today. Taylor, thanks.
My pleasure.